What have we done? Let's call the rules committee to order. Senator Seth Rhodey, Pertua, and Sturzaluski.
Kathy's here to tell you, Chairperson, if you want to know specifically, we have a little brief of what we did in the front page here.
Okay, we have the proposal for the second rules committee substitute for Senator Pertua for committee substitute Senate Bill 136, the Alaska Education Fund. Kathy, would you like to briefly, are there any questions of Kathy? You might tell us just what you've done.
There are basically four amendments to the rule CS. First of all, it provides for a set amount of 50% contribution from a person's permanent fund dividend check. This was in response to the department's concerns that allowing a variable amount would be real expensive for them to administer.
We fixed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And secondly, it would allow a parent to dedicate 50% of their child's check on the child's behalf. The department informed us that if that was not specified, they would implement regulations saying a parent could not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, it would require the department to include an explanation of the fund plus the ability of a person to get reimbursed if a child did not go to college. And this explanation would be included in the permanent fund application.
Department and Tim both want to hear.
No, go ahead.
Oh, and then there was one more amendment. It delays the effective date so that the effective date is triggered by an IRS ruling.
Mm-hmm.
The department was concerned that if the IRS delayed too long, that the effective date would be before the ruling, which goes against the legislature's decision.
Mr. Campbell.
The Department of Revenue has also sent for this version a new fiscal note, which is in it not to replace, but in addition to the previous fiscal note. And that is in your packets. It's 29.3 the first year, 17.1 after that. This version actually reduces the cost to administer the dividends, but they had not previously put a note in. And here's the suggestion to do so.
All right. We have a problem. And in that, the Rules Committee has really, and for a lot of reasons, I think it's been a wise policy, not had substantive changes. We had discussion on this bill regarding the fiscal note and saw that the fiscal note was the same as last year because the issue was raised by Senate Finance Committee about the change in the fiscal note. What we have now are two issues. We have changes that are in fact, I think we could almost say are substantive, plus we have a new fiscal note. And
House could do the fiscal note.
One option that the committee may wish to consider is simply not adopting the new fiscal note at this time. This bill does have to go through the House,
mm-hmm.
and we could allow the Department of Revenue to attach this note at its first committee in the House.
I think that's the thing, too.
I agree.
And the others are really clarification of the amount we could.
Yeah. They're not really massive change. They're a Department of Revenue suggestions that they came in very, very late with.
Mm-hmm.
And they're apologetic all over the place for them. They had two committees last year testify. But they are only to the extent that there are changes of the substantive before we let the person contribute really what they wanted to or 100%. They say that they would regulate it if we didn't write a specific amount for each area. That's really the main change.
Right. My recommendation would be that we would go ahead, but that we would not adopt a new fiscal note at this time.
I so move.
SBM's consent.
Adoption of the committee substitute.
Yeah, committee substitute without fiscal note.
All right. Then could we have a motion to move the bill?
Madam Chairman, I would move that the bill be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Madam Chair, perhaps just a clarification for the minutes. Would it be the intent of the committee, though, to the two previous fiscal notes this committee has already approved, would travel?
Yeah,
would follow
travel
with the bill. That was included in your motion. Unanimous consent, ask any objection, hearing none, so ordered. The next bill, was there anything more on it? SCR 42, urging the governor to work cooperatively with the province of British Columbia and the U.S. Forest Service in proposals for development of a network of marine parks and
Madam Chairman, I would move that SCR 42 be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Okay. Unanimous consent? Any objection? Hearing none. The next is committee substitute for House Bill 165, Judiciary Title Amendment, relating to disposition of property, including witnessing of gifts of anatomical parts of the body, before you for consideration.
Madam Chairman, I would move that House Bill 165 be approved for calendaring at the Chair's discretion.
Unanimous consent?
Yes, ma'am.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Are there other items to come before?
Not at this time, Madam Chair.
All right, no other items come before the committee?
Good to know.
The Rules Committee is ready for the day.